Richard, baptism of fire, I think, this afternoon.
Massively.
Absolutely massively. What do you think of the performance this afternoon when you look back now?
Look, I'm the manager of this football club. Today's my first day. Obviously, I'm judged on that because I could have took the easy option. I could have took the easy way out and sat in the stand like a lot of managers who are new to clubs seem to do nowadays when they've not had a training session with the team. So I could have sat in the stand and picked fault with it, but no, I put my neck in the vice. You know, I was prepared to do that. I didn't take the easy way out. But, you know, there's some things that happened on the football pitch today that actually show you why Whitehawk football are where they are in the league.
It's a game of fine margins and one goal settled it.
Yeah, but we've then got to score two goals to win the game. And we never threatened their goal enough. We threatened their goal twice in the last 10 minutes. I think it might be the last 5 minutes. But it took us 8 minutes to threaten their goal. It was not good enough.
And didn't help with Jan being sent off for two yellows as well.
No, it doesn't. You know, you go down to 10 men, but it's, you know, I've got to be careful what I say because, you can't separate. This football club's gone through a transition period of bringing in a certain type of player. Now, it's very, like I said to the players in there, so I'm not saying anything different to you that I'm not saying to them. Coming to play in this country, it was very, very easy when you watch it on telly. Very easy. The fact of the matter is, when you're here, it's difficult. And the lower you go down, the even more difficult it is. Because when we play lower down the league, you know what the football is. You get it forward. And the big thing about non-league players are, and I'm not saying any, the biggest thing is that they're all honest, and they all run around, and they all fight, and they all have a go, and they all try and tackle. And it's different culture. So for me, I'm at this football club because I'm not at this football club because the other manager was successful. I'm here because the football club hasn't been successful to this date. So it's my job now to find out what players I want, what players are available. We're at a really tough time, like I've said to Ned the other day, and to Chris and to John, that we're really at a tough time now where all the players you would like to have signed have actually gone. But there's more to being a manager than just standing on the touchline on a Saturday, getting wet, shouting, jumping up and down, hoping you can score a goal. There's more to it than that. And, you know, we'll see now what is available. Because it's obvious that we need to bring a couple of bodies into to the club. And all managers do that initially anyway. Doesn't mean to say anybody will be leaving. But the fact of the matter is, I've got to strengthen this squad. Not the team, the squad. And at the moment, it's not strong enough.